From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Politics in the New Hampshire primary, now 5 days away. Two new polls today show Massachusetts Senator John Kerry with a huge bounce from his win in the Iowa caucuses Monday night. A 10-point lead, 31-21, over Howard Dean. Senator Kerry had been badly trailing. Others in the poll, retired General Wesley Clark is running third, and then John Edwards. The Democrats have a final televised debate tonight. A big question, what has happened to Howard Dean, and can he recover from his slippage? Day to Day's Mike Pesca is in New Hampshire following Governor Dean today. Hi, Mike. What has he been saying, and what's his strategy now?
Yeah, he does have a tough task in front of him because Howard Dean is not responding to a scandal or an accusation. He's responding to a soundbite, that famous scream that went around the world. In a speech today in Lebanon at the Lebanon Opera House in New Hampshire, he first things out of his mouth was actually addressing that. Here it is.
I have still not recovered my voice from my screeching at Iowa.
And that was not one of those calculated, what's the perfect thing to say to reverse this trend. As Dean spoke, it became apparent that his voice was on its last legs, as it were. Here's another clip from when he was taking questions from the audience.
We live in a... I'm going to become a frog if I keep this up.
Mike, it sounds like he's not in very good shape there today.
Yeah, physically, to say the least. Now, the people who were there at the Lebanon Opera House were mostly Dean's supporters, but of course, this speech, the growl, was weighing upon them. I asked Jim Fitzgibbons of Meriden, New Hampshire, who was in Lebanon, leaning towards Dean, but said he could still be swayed. I asked him if he was bothered by the amount of attention the scream has gotten.
It has taken on a life of its own, and it does weigh on a bit, because public perception is very important in an election. So,
do you think he's getting an unfair shake with it?
Yeah, I think it's been exaggerated.
But you'd still maybe let it sway you because of your perception of how other people perceive it. Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, of course, the people there were Dean supporters and they were backing him. And as you said, the polls show that Dean is in second place. But I also have to say, New Hampshire is famous for going their own way, disregarding polls. And sometimes the polls are a good snapshot of where we are on a certain day. Here in New Hampshire, watch for the undecideds really to come in and change their minds.
We've been talking tactics. What about the actual content of Governor Dean's speech today?
In this race, tactics and content are so intertwined. Take John Edwards, for example. What is his content? His content is, I'm a nice guy, I don't do negative campaigning. That's actually tactics. Now, he also does talk more of the kitchen sink policy, and that's what Dean was trying to do today. In his speech, he led off with domestic policy and didn't even use the word terrorism for the content of the speech. The reason for that is that the polls in Iowa showed that the number one concern was, does this candidate care about the concerns of people like me? So even though Dean got so much attention for his attacks on George Bush on the terrorism issue, that's not what's playing now. So it's more domestic issues and less saying Bush was wrong, Bush is leading us down a bad path. Because in the domestic issues, he can offer more hope. On the terrorism issues, it's more criticism, seemingly more negative.
Let me just ask you about General Clark. How does he seem to be doing? The polls have him in third.
Clark is a big unknown, quite literally, to the people here. There's a big appetite to get to know Clark. Of course, he's at a disadvantage. While he was out winning wars, all these other candidates were winning campaigns. And it shows. He's not horrible in terms of interaction with people, but he doesn't do what John Edwards does, which is channel Bill Clinton and really, quote-unquote, feel your pain. I've been to a couple Clark events. People seem to respect him, but in New Hampshire, personal interaction is so key. He doesn't seem as adept at it as several of the other candidates.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca in New Hampshire. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.